What a day we've had here together on Planet Bluegrass. Are y'all ready to groove to some twisted postmodern mountain music? It's their very first time here at Rocky Grass. Let's make them welcome. Let's hear it for the Horseflies.
Sunshine, it's my soul. Come in my Thank you. Thank you. It's really quite an honor and a pleasure to be here at Rocky Grass. Really quite a place. It's always like this, right? It's always just like this. I think I could get used to this. The people are always this friendly. The weather's always like this. There's always a stream right next door. Very, very sweet. Hey, Banjo-Lele. All right, so that was called Veins of Coal. And this next one is a fiddle tune, but one we made, so it's new, not old. But who cares?
Thank you.
thank you. I'm glad that some of the people who are dancing have those neon things. That's sort of about all we can see. It's pretty cool. I like all the wavy, wormy looking neon stuff. You know, when there's war, it's hard on children. This next one's called Baghdad Children.
Come falling from the sky.
was over there. Kind of introduced people a little piecemeal. That was Richie Stearns singing, and this is Jeff Klaus. We're going to sing a song we love a lot called Sally.
Thank you.
And this next one's called Drowning is a Good Way for Love to Begin. Yeah, it's a love song.
It's actually an old bluegrass number.
Not really.
Singing to the bottom with lots of mud around. you.
Oh man, we come from the lowlands, singing two in a row is hard work here. Whoa, yeah. I thought I was acclimatized, but yeah. So this next one is an old one. It's called, well, actually it's your typical kind of one chord, low IQ, dirtball fiddle tune about a barnyard animal. It's like, it's right down there in the American tradition. About knee high. It's called Cluck Old Hen. It's about a chicken gone bad, I think. Thank you. From Japan, and it took a long time for him to get a green card because he and we and everybody had to prove that he couldn't be replaced by an American. So he does have a green card, and he has an official status with the Immigration Service in the U.S. And his, yeah, right, he wouldn't do well in Arizona, it's true. But what are you going to do? That's why he lives in Boston. Do the math. And his title, his official title in the United States, is that he is an extraordinary alien.
If that isn't spacey, I don't know what is.
I think it's really cool because when the spacemen finally come, they're going to ask, like, who's the extraordinary alien? I'm going to go, that guy over there. I'm going to go, okay, you're president now. You run it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So this next one is one about, it's one without lyrics, so you have to imagine what it's about. But
I don't think you're gonna have any trouble imagining what it's about. I mean, it can be anything, really. But
all right, so you can use your imagination, but for those of you who don't have an imagination, that's like two of you, I know. It's only a couple, but it's about lots and lots and lots and lots of rain, and then going out on your front door porch and discovering that the clouds are basically at shoulder height, and thinking you need a raft to leave your house. That's where we live.
It's called rafting from my front door. Thank you. Did you see the moon? You see that as if the moon looks like it's almost full. And at the moment there, when whatever was going on was going on, there was a break in the clouds and full moon right there.
I told you it wasn't a good idea to take mushrooms before the set. Yeah, what are you laughing at? It's called Drunkard's Child. I should say that that last one, rafting from my front door, and this one, and a bunch we're playing tonight are on a fairly new CD for us called Until the Ocean. That's wherever they're selling stuff. This is from the playing of Doc Boggs, who's a now dead, but really was a wonderful, hardworking, and crazy, it turns out, banjo player who had a very, very dark side. Like it's time.
Take pity on a broken, troubled child. Last night in my dreams, I seen her draw near. She kissed me as sweetly as when she was here. She smiled on me too and she fondled my brow. She whispered, "Sweetheart, I'm watching you."
There's a band, we played this one last night for those of you who are there, who really like it. It's a relatively new one for us, something we haven't recorded yet. It's called The Last Train to Rajasthan, and it's sort of in honor of a band that's toured in the United States a couple of times. They've come through Ithaca. They're North Indian gypsies, and they're called Musafir, M-U-S-A-F-I-R. And they always travel with dancers, and not just your usual dancers, but the kind of dancers who do very, very strange things, like stand on wine glasses while they're spinning bicycle wheels on their head and foreheads and hands and stuff like that. And once, when they were in Ithaca and had a few days, they stayed at Richie's house, and they did a school show at a middle school just outside of Ithaca. And if you can imagine 7th and 8th grade kids seeing people stand on a bed of nails while they're spinning bicycle wheels, and the teachers wondering how to explain this to the kids that they shouldn't try it at home, it was a cultural experience. So there you go. Then there was another time when one of the guys was in a bar. It's a real story. And he's sitting next to a woman, and she said they're both drunk.
Now, listen, I was there. This is what happened. She's sitting there.
All right.
And she's interested in this Indian guy that's with me. And she says to him, "Where are you from?" And he said, "I'm from Rajasthan." And she said, "Rochester? I'm from Rochester." And he said, "You're from Rajasthan?" And then they got into this conversation, and it went on for almost an hour. Them drinking and talking about their hometown that they agreed they were both from.
Another cultural experience. Yes. That's the true cultural exchange that we're after. Thank you.
you. Thank you all very much. We're going to do you one more tune. And thank you very much for having us out here in Colorado. It's a great festival. We appreciate being invited to play our weird ass music out here with these fine people. Thank you very much.
We're going to finish up with a kind of a very old fiddle tune. One of my very faves, called Pretty Little Girl. Bit of a treat later in this tune.
Thank you all very much again. Have a great night. Thank you. for dancing, really. Thank you. That gives us energy. Thank you. I love you. Thanks.
Thank you very, very much. Thanks. You don't need a passport to come to Colorado. Man, this is great. We don't get out here enough. This is way too much fun.
You know, last night when we played over there, there was a beetle on the stage the entire time, and it didn't move, and it was still alive, and it's kind of like a visitation. I like to think of insects as a visitation from people who have passed.
I told you about that mushroom.
There's another one here now!
They're amazing beetles. We don't have them where we are. They're really incredible. They have stripes, and they have these antennae that have these sort of hands out front. They're incredible. I'm going to Google it when I get back to somebody's iPhone. What are they? No, they're not. I swear they're not.
It could be a box elder, I don't know. But that's not really the point. The point is, they're visiting us, and we love them.
All right, then.
It's called Human Fly. We're going to do this song for all the bugs in the world.
Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. Have a great night. Have a great Sunday.